three men, two women pulled up in a Suburban. One jumped out, knocked over the volunteers, grabbed the box. A couple of our volunteers went after him, one being my grandson. They started to attack my grandson. My daughter went to go save her son, and they proceeded to pull her into the vehicle through the window, beating her, then eventually dragging her a half a block down the road and pushing her out the window at the end, and then running over her, stopping the vehicle, and backing back over her.
You were the first one to get to her?
Yes. She was non-responsive. Her eyes were fixed and dilated. She had a shallow pulse. Fortunately, we're right across the street from the fire department, so they were here quickly. Probably within a minute, they had her in the ambulance, and they were off.
What's her condition now?
She's awake and alert. She's doing a lot better. Very sore, lots of broken bones, but she will recover.
This is a fireworks stand that you guys have worked for years. What did she tell you?
I told her that I was telling the firework company to come and get the stuff. I was done. My daughter was more important. And she said, don't do that, Mom. They're counting on us. And she said, I want you to do this. Here I am continuing.
I would imagine working the fireworks stand, because you're there, it's a 12-hour day. And then feeling like you want to be with your daughter, you must feel torn and a lot of anxiety over it.
I do. She's in a lot of pain and she wants her mama, but she said, stay there. Just talk to me. She said, oh, yeah, I'm very torn. Very, very. It's hard. No matter how old your kids are, they're always your babies.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where the fireworks stand is.
8787. Elk Grove Boulevard in the Smart and Final parking lot. You can't miss this.
So we're going to encourage all of our listeners, especially in the Elk Grove area, and even if you have to travel, to get down there and to not only buy fireworks, but to donate. If you're okay with this, I have some time tomorrow to maybe relieve you and work for a few hours so you can go be with your daughter.
That is so awesome. Really?
Okay, how about this? What if I showed up around noon? And then you could go for like 2-3 hours and go be with Michelle.
Oh my gosh, you're making me cry here. That'd be awesome.
You're gonna have to show me how to use the ATM card. What I do with that and how to run it.
I think I could do that.
Okay, well thank you. We're gonna send some people your way, and I will see you tomorrow at noon.
Thank you so much, Pat. You guys are awesome. Listen to the show, guys.
We love you, and please give Michelle our best. We're thinking about her.
Okay, thank you so much.